HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I am Prasad
Bhattacharjee,
and I'm back with another episode of
Tech Cetera, a podcast
where we talk about everything technology.
This episode of Tech Cetera is sponsored by Dell. We sat down with Mr. Vivekanand Manjari, who heads the brand and product side for commercial laptops at Dell, to talk about enterprise laptops. Dell is now adding machine learning to these extremely powerful laptops, which make them smarter. The Dell 9510 is the newest in this line, and it has come to India for the first time. So, hey Vivek, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Hi Prasid.
The Latitude series, of course, is, you know, not really new, at least to us who have been covering tech for a long time. And given how popular it is in the market as well, how are you pushing the boundaries now with the 9510, which is the new one? And I think this is one of the first times that we are getting a 9 series Latitude in India, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, extremely proud moment for, you know, the product group at, you know, Dell Technologies. Like you rightly said, the historical Latitude line usually has the, you know, entry-level 3 series, the mainstream 5, and the premium 7 series. For the first time in 2020, Dell Technologies in India is launching the ultra-premium 9 series Latitude notebooks. The 9510 Latitude is one of the products under the 9 series. It is going to be the most intelligent PC, commercial PC with built-in, you know, artificial intelligence-based Dell Optimizer software. It will be first 5G-enabled machine, promising up to 30 hours plus battery life. You know, the optimizer in itself is almost like, you know, a human brain inside the PC that learns and hence improves the PC performance by learning, you know, user patterns. It extends battery runtime and has the best speakerphone experience in commercial PCs that are available in the market. So multiple, you know, innovations to feel proud about in the 9510.
What exactly does using ML and AI inside a laptop mean? Is it the same as what we hear from phone makers? How does it differ for laptops?
The Dell Optimizer software, which comes with the Latitude 9510, brings some key features which are very different from what you find in, you know, mobile phones. The first feature is Express Response, which, based on user experience, uses the machine learning tool which comes with the PC itself, uses along with that Intel's Adaptix technology to launch applications that are frequently used faster, and also improves application performance by optimizing various resources that it uses within the PC. Number one. Second is Express Charge. The artificial intelligence software is able to learn the battery usage patterns and manages the battery performance accordingly. For example, it will adjust the system's battery settings to preserve battery when the machine goes low on charge, like it will dim the screen in the background, and does also various things to increase the battery charge, i.e., for example, boost the battery charge speed using something called Express Charge Boost, where 35% of battery charge is done in 20 minutes of charging. The third piece it has is what we call as intelligent audio. The software is able to eliminate background noise and echoes during conference calls. It improves the low-range vocals to improve the conference call experience. In addition, the machine also comes with WaveMax audio that gives you in-person conferencing experience. So in summary, best speakerphone experience during conference calls.
Where, how does it determine that battery life needs to be better and this is how it will happen, or this app needs to be snappier? How does all of that happen, if you can go into a little more detail?
Sure. So the first few weeks of, you know, using the machine, the software is actually learning, right? In the background, it basically is observing and gathering telemetry data on the user's usage patterns, i.e. system resource utilization data for your most frequently used applications. That is one data point. The second piece is specifically on the battery. It tries to understand how much of battery charge is utilized in a given period of time by each of those applications, right? These are very basic data points I'm giving you. There is more to it. Now, once it gets this data during the first few weeks, it is actually doing a lot of work in the background. The user doesn't really feel, you know, that he needs to provide any inputs. That's why it is intelligent. But once the system has learned it, when I say the system, the software learns its usage patterns, then it starts, you know, getting to work on how it can then improve performance in the subsequent, you know, months of use. So the in summary, I think not too much of user intrusion. It is more about, in certain cases, if the IT administrator allows, some of that telemetry data can be sent to the IT admin for some sort of a report that can be pulled out across the organization to see how, you know, individual devices are performing. But outside of that, there is no real, you know, input that is provided to the software. It is intelligent enough to understand during the first few weeks what is required.
Hmm. And if I'm getting this right, most of this, you know, data that the ML algo or the AI algo is taking is it's like signals that the laptop generates, or, you know, how it functions. Unlike phones, where AI usually means a lot of personal data is going, that's a huge difference between the two, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So no personal information or sensitive data is even captured. It is more capturing what we call as telemetry data, or as you said, signals from inside the machine, which are used to optimize its performance. Nothing sensitive.
Got it. And of course, we've spoken about privacy, but there's also a huge security aspect to enterprise class laptops, right? Could you tell me how the Latitude ensures that, the security aspect?
Sure. So when we say enterprise notebooks, I think security comes at different layers. The first level is, I think, the most critical, but you know, the bottom most, you know, or the most granular level of security, which is how safe is the BIOS and how safe is the you know, encryption process. So most Latitude devices that you get in the market from this generation have features like safe BIOS, you know, safe ID, right? Safe BIOS meaning it doesn't allow any compromise of the BIOS. It has the most secure BIOS. We use something called off-host BIOS verification. It means that the gold standard BIOS which came with the machine is an image of that is stored, and then whenever, you know, there is a threat or an intrusion, or the system feels that there is potentially an intrusion, it can go and check and make sure that your BIOS is not compromised. That is one. Safe ID is basically hardware-based user credentials storage. That is number two. In addition to that, that is purely talking below the OS, what is there, which makes it you know, a firm foundation of security. Now coming to the next level of security, all Latitudes, you know, you can, along with the machine today, buy our industry-leading security software, which is, you know, for example, VMware Carbon Black, which is one of the best endpoint threat detection and remediation software. We also have software from SecureWorks, which is part of a portfolio, which can help you do the same. On pure data protection itself, we have software called DDP, which protects or encrypts data that is at rest or is in flight, which means the data that is in your machine is always protected with the right privileges and encryption, so that your data is not compromised at any point in time.
So we have spoken about security. We have spoken about, you know, the AI chops of the machine and the fact that, you know, it's pushing the boundaries there. What else would you know, buyer need to know about the Latitude?
In addition to this being the most intelligent PC, you know, the Latitude 9510 is going to be the world's smallest and lightest commercial 2-in-1 notebook in the 15-inch category. It's only 1.45 kgs, which is one of the lightest in that category. It is the smallest because we fit a 15-inch Infinity Edge screen in a 14-inch size, right? And this is some innovation that has come from the XPS notebooks that Dell is, you know, really proud of on the consumer side. So some of that design innovation has been brought into the commercial notebook to make this smallest and lightest in category. We've done all of this without compromising on performance. It comes with the latest Intel, you know, i5, i7 processors. No compromise on ports, latest Thunderbolt technology. The other part I wanted to talk about is we set very high aspirational goals as an organization on, you know, sustainability. What I mean by that is this device uses 100% waterborne paint wherever there is a painted surface. What it means is this is better for the environment. It has, you know, lesser VOC emissions, i.e. volatile organic compound emissions are minimized. All packaging material that has been used on the 9510 uses ocean-bound plastic, 25%, and rest of it is, you know, recycled plastic, right? And this product is EPEAT Gold registered.
Got it. Thanks a lot, Vivek. Thanks for being here on TechCetera.
Pleasure speaking to you, Prasid.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
I think machine learning on laptops is really mind-blowing. And as we discussed earlier, the best thing is that, you know, they don't take personal data as much as phones do. It could be the new thing in laptops going forward. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. If you have more questions, please feel free to write to us. You can reach me on Instagram and Twitter at Underteker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also visit htsmartcast.com for more such podcasts. We have a whole wide variety of them from a lot of people, most of whom are better than me. So please go visit that website and let us know what you think about those podcasts too. Thanks for listening.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.